is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today. We're going to be in John chapter 14, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. John chapter 14. And if you have access to a Bible, I know you may be driving or working and you just can't sit down and open a Bible right now. But if you can, grab a Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. These are just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or into a purse or a Bible case, a place where you can keep track of your prayer requests and then a place where you can keep track of when God answers them. Now, the prayer journals are absolutely free. All you've got to do is simply write to us, give us an address, and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. There are several ways you can contact us. First of all, just simply by email at ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. Again, ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. You can also just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And then, of course, you can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click on the link that says contact us. We'll get that as well. So let's take a look at John chapter 14. Let me go ahead and read the passage first. And I want to show you something that I think is so important and very important today. John 14, Jesus is speaking. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You know, on our church property here and where our church is located, we're right on the Florida Trail. Now, you've probably heard of the Appalachian Trail. The Florida Trail is similar in that it covers most of the state of Florida. It's a 1,500-mile hike. And the hikers are able and are welcome to stay at our church. The hike actually begins about 50 miles south of us. And as they come by, they have an app where they are told they can stop at our church, and we give them a place to sleep, a place to shower. If we can, we'll provide them with a little bit of food. But there is in our campsite a box that is a hiker exchange box. And what we have found is that when many of the hikers get here, and again, they've walked about 50 miles by the time they get here, and some of them have just started if they're northbound. Now, southbound, they've gone much, much further. But it's the northbounders where we find this to be common. By the time they get to us, they have figured out that there are some things they just don't need. And so they begin to put these into that hiker box. They may be extra bottled waters or cooking utensils and things that they just don't seem to want anymore. Some of them will leave a few clothes here, like a jacket or something that they just don't need in South Florida. And so they begin to shed these things and kind of bear everything down or scale everything down to the bare essentials. So that they have their tent and sleeping bag or maybe a hammock. They have water and a way to obtain it and a way to maybe even clean it. A little bit of food and maybe a source of light and maybe a way to cook a little bit. And they'll pare down to the things that are just essential. And they'll find out that there are some things that they're carrying that add weight to their backpack they just don't need anymore. And there are some things that I believe are essential to the Christian life, essential to having a relationship with God. I call these faith essentials. And here, Jesus, I think, mentioned several of them. First of all, was faith in God. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. It's essential that you're putting your faith in the Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Sometimes I've seen people pray and they'll say, well, God, if you're up there, well, that's not believing in him. That's hoping he's there, but it's not really faith. And, you know, I'm not going to say that God does or does not answer those kind of prayers, but he said, if you're going to come, you've got to believe that he is. So in that, believing God, first of all, that he is. Deuteronomy 4:39 says, know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. He is the only God. There is none else. It's amazing all of the things that people profess to put their faith in, and many who would profess to know God will even do these things. You know, have you ever considered that many believe in luck? Let me put it that way. You know, I grew up in a culture where we put a lot of weight in luck. Well, I no longer believe in luck. I believe in God. For example, let's say that somehow that you suddenly come into a great amount of money, maybe $1 million. And you may say, or people may say, boy, you sure are lucky. Boy, how lucky are you? You must have really good luck. Well, have you thought about this? That maybe it was the blessing of God, not just random luck. Many put their hope in fate or in karma or sometimes in themselves. They'll say, I don't believe in anything but myself. Now, if we're going to come to God, we've got to believe that he is and believe about who he is, that he is the creator, the sustainer of life, the sustainer of heaven and earth. He keeps everything going, that he is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present. Our faith must be in him and him only. The second essential to faith is right here, faith in Christ. Jesus said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. Believe also in me. And again, who he is. That he is the only begotten of the Father, the scripture says, full of grace and truth. Born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, the promised Messiah of who he is. But then also in what he's done for us. Remember that when Paul was in jail, I think along with Silas, and they had been praying, and at night there was an earthquake. And the Philippian jailer at first was going to kill himself because he had failed in his mission. As in that earthquake, they had been set free from prison. And the Philippian jailer, I'm not sure if he was asking about his life or about his soul, but he said, what must I do to be saved? And the answer was simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You see, he paid our sin debt on Calvary's tree, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in our sin, we have no hope. But when Jesus died on the cross, he died to pay for our sins and give us everlasting life. And so it's so important that we not only believe in God, but we believe in Christ and what he did for us. Faith in his resurrection. A month ago or so, we celebrated Easter or celebrated Resurrection Sunday. And faith in that resurrection is essential to your salvation. Scripture says that if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, it's not in baptism. Baptism does not save you. Your church membership does not save you. Even your good works, as good as you think you are. And I mean, some people may say, well, he's a good man. That may be, but he's lost without Christ. And it's not of works, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if you're going to have a relationship with God, not only do you have to believe that he is, but you have to have trust in his Son to save you from your sin and have that relationship with him. And then the third thing is faith in his word. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, hath he said. And hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Faith in what God has told us in his word about himself and about us and in his word. You see, God's word is true. You can trust it. You can believe it. You can depend on God's word that what God says, God will do. He has never failed to keep one of his promises. That God's word is inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's so important that we read the word of God, that we learn the word of God, that we take the word of God and put it in our heart. Remember Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now, I was always taught that that meant memorizing the word of God, and perhaps it does. But I think it's more than that, that we make the word of God an essential part of our life. So it's important that we read it, that we put it in our heart, that we meditate in the word of God. Remember Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written in therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. And not only do we believe it, but we also have to put it in our heart, meditate on it, which means to think about it, to chew on it, to absorb it, and then don't fail to do it. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, and that we are faithful to be obedient to the word of God. Many people aren't obedient to the word because they don't know the word. And so read the word of God every day. You get closer to God. You grow in the Lord as you open his word and read it. So faith essentials, faith in God, faith in Christ, faith in his word. These are essential to your relationship with him as you walk with him and as he works in you and as you serve him, that you believe him, that you trust him, that you've trusted Christ as your own Savior, and that you're in the word of God being obedient to what God says. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.